Turn to Joshua chapter 20. Joshua chapter 20. Let's read this. Then the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, "Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, designate the cities of refuge of which I spoke to you through Moses. Because you understand the city of refuge and you understand the policies there." Actually, Hebrews 4 starts making a lot more sense to us. So, remember, high priest. So the high priest at that time, now, here's 4:14. "So since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and may find grace to help in time of need." Did you catch that? This throne of grace was the chair of the elders. It was that place where, I'm just giving a natural to depict something in the supernatural, in the spirit. And it was that place where they can make their case. And the city of refuge was the only place that they could go. It's the only place that the manslayer can get any kind of justice. And not just that, it's the place where the manslayer can get any kind of hope, any kind of mercy, anything. And so the writer of Hebrews uses that imagery to depict this picture of the city of refuge. In essence, as Christians, we have more than a city of refuge. We have the person of refuge. That no matter how dark our sins are, no matter what you've done, and in this case, he's the great high priest, even if it's premeditated. You know what I mean? Even if you did something out of your own volition, you still can run to that throne of grace. And then, just to cap it off, in chapter 6, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18, just in case that you didn't understand what he was saying, they use the language of Joshua 20. And he says, and this is chapter 6, verse 18, "In order that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we may have strong encouragement that we who have fled for refuge in laying hold of the hope set before us. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast, and one which enters within the veil, where Jesus has entered as a forerunner for us, having become the high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." And so we see this, that what the writer of Hebrews is describing for us is that when we run to Jesus, that he is this forerunner, he is the great high priest. He is the high priest of all high priests. And when we run towards him and we find refuge for our sins, for our wrongdoing, he says that you can have hope. That basically it's done. That because of Jesus' death, now once and for all, that's the key. Once and for all, our sins have become washed away. In the Mosaic system, sins only at the death of a high priest. So, another high priest, next one comes, is a whole other season now. But now he is the final recompense for our sins. And so, really, the real power of Joshua 20 in this whole idea of refuge, I mean, really, is it's a foreshadowing. It's what we call a type of Christ. And you'll see a lot of these different things that happen, you know, in the midst of, in the Old Testament, this type of Christ. You know, like when Abraham goes and takes his son Isaac, Isaac is a type of Christ. We you know, talked about it the other day on Sunday, the animal skin that God uses to cover the nakedness of Adam and Eve, that skin is what we call a type of Christ. And so in this same regard, the city of refuge is also very similarly this type of Christ. Now, in our world, like I said, the modern world, we have some instances, but if we go all the way back to John Calvin And if you guys know anything about European history, we know that the Geneva actually was called the City of Refuge. And the reason why it was called that, because it was Calvin and Zwingli and a lot of these reformers, that when they begin to read Joshua 20 and begin to see that's what they were meant to do, they would bring in all kinds of refugees. Primarily, these were Protestant refugees that were fleeing from Catholic persecution during that time. And they were brought in from France, from almost all of Europe, and they were welcomed into Geneva. And Geneva really became the most Christian city in all of Europe. In fact, the Red Cross, if you know the symbol of that, was part of that resurgence of Geneva. And throughout the history of Geneva and Switzerland, they've always welcomed in refugees. And that's always been a part of their value system as a culture. And it was to bring in people that were marginalized, bring in people that were hurt, bring in people that were persecuted primarily in that regard. Now, I know that in the world today, with this whole refugee crisis, I don't think there's any country that is against bringing refugees in. I think the major issue is that they don't know who these refugees are. In other words, are they refugees? Or are they just scam artists? Are there terrorists disguising themselves? And I think that becomes the issue in regard. And my prayer is that the countries would do a much better job of not only doing the due diligence in that regard, but really in welcoming refugees into their countries. I don't want to get into a political talk here. But just to say that there are instances, and Geneva is very, very blessed through that. It's interesting when you begin to read through the story of Geneva. I read a book years ago, it was actually very fascinating. Geneva became a financial capital in Europe, and a lot of it was actually as a result of the Reformation. Calvin, the very strong Protestant work ethic, they just said, oh yeah, interest should be 4%. And it was a 4 or 5%, for ages. And incredible growth happened. And then those bankers got involved and, they started flooding. And then everything just fell apart. It's just crazy, right? You should just leave God's stuff. And we shouldn't have many issues. In that regard, even today, if we just kept interest rates just like Calvin, it would heal a lot of societal ills that we see right now. So I just said I wasn't going political, but I just went again. So apologize for that. So let's just go back. Let's go back. Let's just pray. All to say, what Calvin and the reformers, what they're really about, they're about fairness. And not the greed that we see so prevalent today. So this morning, let us run to the throne room with confidence and find hope and mercy and help and mercy in our time of need. It's really the incredible picture, Jesus Christ came for the lost. He didn't come for the righteous. He came for the unrighteous. The unrighteous and the lost need a Savior. The religious, they don't need anything. And I don't know what's in your heart these days, or maybe you feel guilty about something. And just run to the throne room. Run to receive grace. To get help. Because we have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who's been tempted in all things just as we are, yet without sin. Remember when Jesus was hanging on the cross? He felt all the weight of your sin. He felt the guilt and the pain of our sins. So he is intimately acquainted with what we're going through. And so he sits at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. So I just want to encourage us to run to that throne room. If you're holding on to something, some sin or some brokenness, and just surrender to the Lord this morning. Let's praise God this morning that we don't just have a city of refuge, we have a man of refuge. We have a Savior in whom we could run to share our good stuff and to share our bad stuff. And one who's greater than all, who sympathizes with what we're going through, and that makes himself available to us. This morning, let's really share our heart with Jesus, the man of refuge, the one that will never deny us, never forsake us, the one who forgives all of our sins, made available through his sacrifice on the cross. Wouldn't you want to fall in love with that kind of man? Well, let's give him our hearts this morning. Let's pray over our community. Let's pray for God's healing word. Let's pray for our friends that are going through different kinds of cancers and going through therapies. Let's pray for God's comfort. Let's pray for His warmth and His healing word to come over them. Let's pray. Let's pray for our community that's going through illness, but also needs to meet with Jesus. And let's pray for physical and spiritual healing. Let's pray for our community that are battling non-cancer related illnesses, and let's pray for God's healing. Let's pray for our community that's looking for work. Let's pray for open doors. Let's pray for a wise use of their time now. It's so free. Let's pray for Holy Spirit to lead them and guide them. Let's pray for Hong Kong this morning. Let's pray for our government. Let's pray that they would rule righteously, that they would govern with the heart of the people here in Hong Kong. Let's pray against the wealth gap. Let's ask God to send revival to this city. Pray for the churches here. Pray for our friends ministering, Sports Service International, Shanti, Masters Beauty, Sons and Daughters, CSW, and the Green Church. And let's pray for God's anointing, God's provision, all right, God's grace over them. Let's lift up. Let's pray for our staff. Let's ask for God's hand to be upon our staff and the family members. If I could pray, Yiling is not feeling well today. If you can cover her especially. And if you could pray for my daughter, Hannah. She has influenza B now. I think she got it from me. And so she's at home. So fever and cough and all that stuff. You just cover them as well. And just pray that Andrew wouldn't get it. And the other kids too. Let's just cover them. Let's pray for the families and ask our staff members that they would just really follow God with all their heart. Let's pray for our worship sound and AV team. Pray for a real heart of worship, a heart of excellence, and pray for incredible skill sets to be multiplied. And just that they would just really lead our church in the presence of the Lord. Let's lift up. Let's pray for our hospitality ministries, our welcoming barista. Let's pray for real love and joy and friendliness. Let's pray for attention to detail and just a heart to share and give. Let's lift up. Let's pray for House Church. Let's pray for Fontana, Hopewell, Kowloon, Garden, Old Peak Road, Soho, and Westville. Let's pray for the leaders and the hosts and pray for the discussions that would really edify one another and glorify the Lord. Let's pray for a real deep connection and real deep ministry to happen tonight. Let's lift up. Pray over our Lent initiative today. We're praying for Ambassador International Church. You can see the prayer requests. They're up on the screen. And also the local church is EFCC, the Kung Fu Church. Let's pray for God's hand to be with them. There's actually a pretty big prayer meeting tomorrow morning with international and the local church leaders to gather together during this time. It's actually going to be at Kung Fu Church. And so just pray for tomorrow morning's gathering as well. Let's lift up Ambassador and Kung Fu. My bad. Actually, that's not the church in Admiralty. It just says they're a new church, but they have the same name. Always just pray for them. Let's pray this morning. Father, thank you. And we thank you for the word. We thank you, God, that you are the man of refuge. God, you and you alone are the one that we can run towards. God, with our good stuff and also with our bad stuff. God, and you are not unaware, God, of what's going on, but you sympathize with our weaknesses, God. And so we thank you, Lord. We thank you that we can run to that throne of grace and receive mercy and help in our time of need. God, every day, God, we just want to be constantly running towards you, Lord. So help us, God. Lord, give us the confidence, Lord. God, we bless you. Lord, watch over us today. Help us to glorify you in all that we do and say, Lord. We love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Bless you. Enjoy the rest of your prayer time, and we'll see you tomorrow.